Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to this deep dive. We're aiming to give parents and teachers a quick snapshot of some topics students might be seeing today in The Juice app.
Exactly.
So we've got a mix today: history, tech, world events.
Yeah, some resilience in there too. Let's jump in.
Okay, first up, Roman gladiators and lions. Archaeologists in the UK think they found the first, hard evidence.
Physical evidence, yeah. Bones found near York in what they're calling a gladiator graveyard.
And these bones have bite marks.
Uh-huh. Bite marks that seem consistent with a big predator, like a lion. And they're pretty sure the bones belong to gladiators.
How did they figure that out? The bite marks, I mean.
Well, they use 3D modeling to compare the indentations with known marks from apex predators. Seems to confirm it.
Interesting. So it wasn't just in the movies or paintings?
Apparently not. It backs up what people suspected from art and historical accounts. It really makes you think about Roman entertainment, doesn't it?
Definitely. Good discussion point for kids. What does this discovery tell us? How does physical evidence stack up against, say, a painting?
Right. And the app's reflect question touches on that, too, what it says about a culture using animals or people in competitions like that.
Hmm. Okay, next up, something completely different. Dolphins.
Ah, yes. Using AI to try and figure out dolphin communication.
So Google has this program, Dolphin Gemma.
That's the one. It's basically an LLM, a large language model, analyzing just tons of dolphin audio data, decades worth, from the World Dolphin Project.
Wow. And the idea is AI can spot patterns humans would miss.
Exactly. It would take us centuries, probably, to sift through all that data manually. AI can potentially find structures in their chatter much faster.
Any results yet?
Early signs are promising, apparently. Dolphin Gemma has been able to mimic dolphin sounds, even create new ones that sound authentic.
So the goal is actual communication.
Well, maybe basic communication eventually, like teaching dolphins to request specific objects using these AI-generated sounds.
Huh. They mention a dolphin named Zeus.
Yeah, an example of a dolphin apparently mimicking human vowel sounds, maybe just to get attention, but it shows some level of vocal flexibility.
Fascinating. So for parents and teachers, maybe discussing the challenges, the ethics and potential of talking to other species.
And how tech, like AI, is changing how we study the natural world.
Yeah.
Plus, the reflect question is a good one. If animals could talk, what would they say?
Yeah, what would they say? Okay, shifting gears now to global affairs. India and Pakistan.
Right. There are reports of missile strikes launched by India against Pakistan.
This was in response to something.
Yes. India says it was retaliation for a recent terrorist attack they blame on Pakistan. The operation was called Sindoor, apparently the biggest attack in over 50 years.
Wow. That sounds serious.
It is. International leaders are definitely concerned about, escalation. They're both nuclear-armed countries.
What are the claims from each side?
India claims they hit terrorist infrastructure. Pakistan denies this and says civilians were hit. It's a contested situation.
And there's a long history here, right? Especially over Kashmir.
A very long and complex history, yes. Pakistan's prime minister has stated they have the right to respond, so it's tense.
So discussions here could involve the complexities of conflict, retaliation.
Definitely. And the importance of historical context, plus how crucial it is to look at information from different sources, especially in conflict zones.
Okay. Let's move to a story from Los Angeles. Resilience after a fire.
Yeah. This one's about students whose school was hit by the Palisades fire.
And they had a science project destroyed.
That's right. A fourth grader was apparently worried about their robot project right after the fire hit. Their school was damaged. Some kids lost homes.
Oh, wow.
But they didn't give up. They decided to rebuild their invention. It was called Hole in One.
Even after all that disruption.
Yep. They moved to another school, worked really hard, got ready for a science fair, and they won.
That's fantastic.
It is. They're even going to a national science fair now. A parent was quoted saying how resilient the kids were.
Great story. So, discussion points. Resilience, obviously. What it means to keep going.
How setbacks can sometimes, motivate you. The thought question in the app asks kids to think about a time they kept going after something hard happened.
Good prompt. Now, we also have quote of the day.
Yes, from Henri Dunant. He founded the International Committee of the Red Cross.
And the quote?
It's, "Our real enemy is not our neighboring country. It's hunger, cold, poverty, ignorance, superstition, and prejudice."
Hmm. powerful. Tell us a bit about him.
Well, he was deeply affected by witnessing the aftermath of the Battle of Solferino, saw the suffering of wounded soldiers with little aid.
And that led to the Red Cross.
Exactly. He wrote a book, A Memory of Solferino, advocating for volunteer relief societies and international agreements to protect the wounded. That led to the ICRC and the first Geneva Conventions.
So he redefined the idea of an enemy.
In a way, yes.
Yeah.
Shifting focus from just military opponents to these broader human struggles, he even won the first Nobel Peace Prize.
So talking points could be, what are the real enemies society faces? How can we fight things like poverty or prejudice?
The importance of humanitarianism, international cooperation, things like that.
Okay, one last item. This one's about U.S. media funding, President Trump and PBS NPR.
Right. He signed an executive order aiming to cut off federal funding for PBS and NPR.
What's the reason given?
Claims of bias. The order directs the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which distributes the funds, to essentially turn off the tap.
This isn't the first time he's criticized media outlets.
No, definitely not. He often criticizes what he calls mainstream media, coined fake news. And the GOP has accused NPR and PBS of having a liberal bias for a while.
What's the reaction been?
Backlash, as you'd expect. PBS called the order blatantly unlawful. NPR said they defend their services.
Are there legal questions about this?
Yes. Some legal experts are questioning whether the president actually has the authority to override budget allocations made by Congress like this.
So, four discussions. Maybe the role of government funding in media.
Yeah, and different perspectives on media bias, what constitutes bias, how people see it. The app's Reflect question asks directly, what is the government's role, if any, in funding news?
Lots to unpack there.
Definitely.
Okay, well, that's a quick run-through of some things your students might be encountering on The Juice today.
Hopefully it gives you a few starting points for conversation.
We hope so. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.